So, I'm back. It's the second hour on July 27th, Tuesdays Live with Linda. And I would like to, one of the things that, Françoise, you mentioned that your osteopath had talked about bringing that light in your body. And some of you weren't on Sunday, and this is a printout from the International Journal for Biophysics. And it's an article about Dr. Fritz Albert Popp. And this quote I want to bring to you again. I want to keep bringing this information out to you. And Dr. Popp's statement is, we know today that man essentially is a being of light. And seeing that in the light in the cells is something that he studied and researched for many, many years, more than 40 years. And the statement here that I'm going to read again, that the modern science of photobiology is presently proving this, that man is a being of light. And that's what Dr. Popp studied first. The first book that I read years and years ago was about the light in plants, and that with plants that are healthy, they have more light. What Chanel was talking about, I mean, seeing the fact that actually The Secret Life of Plants was written by, oh, I can't even think of his name anymore. He's crossed the Rainbow Bridge. I called him once from Moscow in Russia when it was behind the Iron Curtain, and I was working with T-Touch, working with the Russian Olympic team and veterinarians. And there were many of us who were citizen diplomats who were just connecting with the Russian people beyond nothing to do with politics, right? And it was so interesting, but I was having lunch with the then ambassador, Arthur Hartman, American ambassador to Moscow, at Spasso House. And he had a plant that was having a beautiful tree and that was having a problem. And so I said, well, I'll call the author of this book, The Secret Life of Plants, because I'd met him at some conference, and he knew who I was. And so I called him and he said, well, I can't tell you because I don't want to give you these secrets. We know the Russians are listening. So yeah. So I didn't get it. So the thing is that Dr. Popp studied this light in plants, and this statement that in terms of healing, the implications are immense. We now know, for example, that a quanta of light can initiate or arrest or cascade-like reactions in the cells. And the genetic cellular damage can be virtually repaired within hours with beams of light. Now, according to Dr. Norman Deutsch in his book, we can also, and also Dr. Joe Dispenza, you know, you are the placebo. I think Ferry said, you know, he didn't believe in this, what Dr. Joe Dispenza, but when you read Dr. Norman Deutsch and you hear what he was able just by his thoughts to heal, which said it was completely impossible. The medical field said he would never function normally again in sport, and he did. We need to read these. We need to understand that we can talk to this body. We can talk to the cells, and we can talk to just in our minds, which absolutely works, or we can use this connector, this 1 1/4, like this connector to that cellular intelligence, that creative force within the cells. I mean, I get so excited reading this stuff and sharing it with you. And the fact that, you know, the fact that it's just in our hands, and that in this time of this virus, when we're separated from our families and our friends, this being able to put your hands on yourself and cherish this vessel for our soul. It's the thing that got me, that gave me one of the keys was in the book of Ho'oponopono by Dr. Luc Bodin, when he talks about the divine spark in every cell in the body. And seeing that divine spark, that light in the cells, that genius of the cells as that divine spark, that's a game changer. So I would really like to know if any of you have any comments about that or anything you'd like to add from your experience, because we're all in this together and we have so much knowledge here that is accumulated. It's not just me here leading this. We all have gifts here. So having you share your gifts or your questions, and for those of you who are here for the first time, I and Eleanor and Sandy on Sundays, we really honor your questions, and I very much honor your skepticism. If you're here for the first time and you haven't had an experience with this and think, oh, how could this be? That doesn't hurt to be skeptical. Ask the questions. Alice, hi. And if I may introduce you, it is such an honor, Alice Lattice, to have you here with us. You've been a lifelong, career-long, I'm sure I can say your age, because it's an honor, because Alice is here with us at 99 and still in practice. And it's just been such an honor for me to be in communication with you. So I would like to hear your comments, your thoughts, your experiences, your questions. Let's see if you can unmute Alice. Can you? Someone help the and oh, there. I think we got you. No, Judy, or can you unmute Alice Lattice? Just take us a minute, Alice, to get there. Maybe I can.
No. Linda, I tried to unmute her. It said when I hit it, it says ask her to unmute herself. Oh, but she's unmuted now.
Oh, now you're good. You're good, Alice. Great, welcome, super, hi.
Here to visit. I have a daughter and a grandson in New York, and my grandson has a lot of problems, and he's very hyperactive, and very shy socially, and dying to find a girlfriend, and he has psoriasis of his scalp. And I told him about T-Touch, and they're very skeptical, but he said, well, try it on me. So he sat down and he loved it. And this hyperactive kid who can't keep his concentration very well asked me again, please do it on me. He has psoriasis of the scalp and he's losing his hair. And he's a very gifted singer and he doesn't want to become bald. And I want to help him with that, and I want any suggestions you have. I thought I should go on his head, but I heard today you don't have to go to where the site is.
No, you don't. So, I mean, as I think
it's
what would be
a miracle that this kid asked me to do this.
Exactly. That is a miracle. And so how old is he?
He's going to be 18.
And this is fantastic that he will allow it. How does he like you doing the T-Touch on his head?
He doesn't care where I do it. He just wants me to do a little more.
Okay. So
and
one of the things I...
where it gets too dark.
Yeah. So, and he... But where... Is he with you now? I mean, can you...
No, he's not here. He's somewhere else in Santa Fe.
Oh, but he is in Santa Fe, so you can. Fantastic. So I would, let's just think about this. You have a cat. I'm thinking,
Well, I got back into this because of my cat.
I remember that. You might tell that story, actually, because it's what brought you to the work.
Well, I took a class with you, Linda, in Santa Fe many, many years ago for cats and dogs, small animals. And I am a somatic psychologist trained as a bioenergetic analyst. And I've been doing that for years. And I'm familiar with the work of Reich, who says, you know, the world is full of hormone energy, which is the connection. It's not empty. But my cat was peeing all in the wrong places after my other cat died, and he has PTSD, cat PTSD. Well, I just said, I'll try Tellington Touch, and this changed my cat. From he never pees in the wrong place anymore. He communicates with me. He speaks cat, I speak human, and he now very demanding. So he says, I want my food, I want to go out, I want to come in. You might hear him interrupt us. So I said, I've got to get back. I got this marvelous idea that it could be done on humans. And like Moisha said, I wish I'd thought of it myself. I discovered that this has been thought of and done and worked with for 15 years before I ever had any idea about it. So I got very excited. And because of my cat and got in touch with Lyndon, she said that I could learn. So I'm here. And now my grandson, who is the most unlikely person to let another woman touch him like this, he asks for it. He loves it. So I want to help him with the psoriasis of his scalp, and that's my question.
So I'm just, and it's the only place he has it on this is on the scalp, right?
He's also got some adolescent pimples that he didn't have before, and he has a lot of other health issues, but I want to work on the psoriasis if I can, because if I could do that, his mother might be convinced that this is useful. I wanted her to be on this with me today, but she's not here.
Yeah, I mean, it's common, as you well know, I don't have to tell you, for people to be skeptical about something they don't understand. Or, no, I mean, you know. So, I mean, I would, the fact that he's interested, I'm just trying to think, I have to think. You know what I'd love to do with you is that if he would like to, be willing to do it, if we do a Zoom session like this together and we explore with him, just bringing him into this. And I would be doing hair slides. I'd be with it, because although we don't have to go on the area, it's really helpful. And so you can just try this on yourself. I mean, we have had amazing success with this and the hair slides. And what I'm doing, I'm taking a small clump of hair and right against the scalp, I'm holding it. I'm kind of in an awkward position here. Let me, I'm going to have to take this out and do this right. So if I take my fingers, there are several ways. Take your fingers apart and run them into your hair and then catch the hair between your fingers right at the scalp, and then do a circle and a quarter on the scalp and then a slide out and a deep breath just a little ways out, like I go about, I don't know, 10 centimeters, four inches approximately, whatever feels good, and then hold, just lightly hold. Now the thing is that those hair follicles go through the dura. And years ago in Santa Fe, I had a cranial sacral therapist in my class, and I was doing this, and she said, oh my gosh, I'm getting more movement than I normally get with my cranial sacral, just moving the bones and the skull. And just do this only when it feels good. Now, another way to do it is take the thumb and fingers like this, can you see? And I take a clump of hair and right, and I on the scalp. So I move the skin on my scalp with my fingers against it, not with the hair. And then I do a little slide up and a little hold. And that's where you ask him what feels good. Like some people like quite a bit of lift, a little lift and a hold. and other people would be sensitive. Now, whether this will help or not, I don't have any idea, but because I've never tried this with this thing, but I know it won't hurt. And in terms of making him more confident, self-confident, and less shy, it will give him another sense of himself. Now, I'd like you to also, let's just see. I mean, you have, since I, that's why I have to hear what he has to say. I would let him, he knows about the cat, obviously, right?
Yes. And he's very impressed because the cat let him touch him, and the cat is afraid of men.
Okay. And that's really useful for him to do some of these really very light movements, just the light, you hold the weight of your own hand on the cat, make sure it's not resting, and just move the skin.
You're talking about the cat or my grandson?
The cat.
I don't want to talk about the cat. I want to talk about
I want him to do this to the cat, though. If he will do this to the cat.
Yes.
Because this also affects him, this. And what that does, remember, just the movement, 1 1/4 circles, activates both hemispheres. So in order to activate the feeling, the creativity, which he's a singer, he's already creative, the connection to all that is, that greater connection, letting him realize he's much more than this. But on the other hand, getting him to have compassion for himself and understanding for himself. And that by reaching out to the cat to start with, but then getting him to do this on himself. And it's like getting him to guide you, like, what would be interesting? Explore, you all. Wait a minute. Yeah? What's going on with me? Now, does he like to read?
A few seconds. Yes, he does like to read, but he's very restless. I've been working on his neck and his shoulders, but maybe I should work directly.
No. Absolutely. You work everywhere. Work where he guides you. This may be the head, may be the last place, but that's where right now he's focused. But shoulders, anywhere on the body. And to free up. See, first of all, what I'd like to suggest, Alice, have you read Dr. Norman Doidge's book? I'll get the title. Wait a minute. There are two books. The reason I'm asking, if you would just read the story of his miracle, where he had this horrible crash. They said he would never be able to function normally again. His spine, they wanted to put a rod up his spine, and he healed himself. He took himself out of the hospital and healed himself. And if you just tell him that story, maybe he'll get the idea, wait a minute, we can, what we think, we can affect this. Now, it's obvious that you've tried everything else, right? Medically, I assume, right?
Lots of things.
That's what I was thinking.
Lots of things, not just medically, but primitive people, healers, et
lots
cetera.
Of stuff. So let's see what he can do to heal himself. That's where I would. And the reason I'd like him to work on the cat is just get him to reach out, feel that, connect to himself, get him exploring this possibility of talking to the intelligence that makes his body.
That is working on his mother. Would that be helpful?
If she's open.
She would be.
Ah, absolutely. Have to want it.
His mother is further out than I am.
So what do you mean further out? Like believing more things.
He's familiar with the stuff you're talking about, connecting with everything, with nature, being able to communicate with people who are no longer living in their body. All of that, she understands much better than I do.
Well, you've had a different interest. And what I wanted to say, I forget who we were talking about, Victoria, I think, talking about connecting with your friend who passed over. Those of you who are interested in that, I just love, oh my God. Well, now it just escapes me for the moment. I can't believe this. It'll come to me in a moment. For those of you who are interested, it's the, okay. Always have trouble with this one. Must not mean that you're neat, you don't, must not matter to you at this. It'll come to me later. It's a wonderful organization. And I met them first in 1972 at Esalen Institute. Sorry, y'all. It'll come.
Well, that's okay. You gave me a lot of useful information and suggestions.
If you can get him intrigued, Alice,
well,
what
I think
makes this chick?
He's intrigued because he asked me to do it, and I was amazed that he would even sit still for a minute. But he still will sit still as long as I will do it.
Great. Fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I will let you know how it works.
Judy, you have someone in the chat?
Question. The name of the book with the man that was having the accident, that had the accident, Dr.
Hold on. Let me run and see which one it is. Hold on.
Okay.
This is his second book. It's this one is The Brain's Way of Healing. His first book, this is actually Remarkable Discoveries and Recoveries from the Frontiers of Neuroplasticity. He talks a lot about Moshe in here. And his first book was The Brain That Changes Itself. And it's science. I mean, this is not woo-woo. It's really, and you could just Google him. You know, you don't have to read the whole book. There's so much online. Google him and get the basics of it. And the fact is, we can, between this and Dr. Fritz Albert Popp, this idea that we can, this concept that we can initiate reactions in the cells and change the genetic code. We have had experiences with this over the years. And that is about energy. It's about belief that we can do it. We can affect this all. And this 1 1/4 circles is one of the ways. It's our link to this direct way.
And Linda, there's a question from Yona Gershotter.
Yes.
She says she's curious to know about heart, that when I do the circles, I often feel a sense of heat. Is that just energy being released or long held stuff being released?
Oh, I don't know. It's interesting. Can she come on so I can ask her some specific questions?
Hi. I was just doing the hair pulls, and I was, I'm actually recovering from a head and neck injury. And so when I was doing these the hair pulls, hair slides, I started sweating.
Interesting.
So I was wondering if that was releasing stuff or.
I think so. Are you okay with that? How's that feeling?
Yeah, I love it. I just, okay. I, you know, yeah.
It's, well, just accept it. I mean, it's really interesting how I came on to this stuff. It was quite funny. Not funny, but I was in Moscow, and working as a citizen diplomat. I was there 10 times in the 80s, working with the Esalen Institute and another Washington organization with Harriet Crosby. And I was asked to work on the wife of a diplomat from, I forget, one of the Middle Eastern countries. And she had this amazing hair to her waist. And she had terrible, terrible back pain. And there was no medication in Moscow that could reach it. And so I was asked if I would do some Feldenkrais work on her. And when she lay down, I mean, I'm telling you, just putting my hands on her was so painful to her, it was not possible without her being like afraid. And so I saw this amazing hair and I was intuitively drawn to just start very carefully. I didn't do the circles at all. I just started the slides like this. And then I carefully put the hair back down and just slides and just in this rhythm, just starting around the head. And you could just see her body start to melt on the table. And after about, I don't know, maybe 15 minutes, maybe 10 of that, I could then start doing some Feldenkrais work on her. This is in the years when I was still practicing Feldenkrais. And it made a huge difference. So when I came back, I told this to one of the guys in our class, in our Feldenkrais class, and he said, "What? That's a crazy thing to do on the head." Well, since we've done it a lot with humans and hair slides on your animals, and it's really amazing. And one of the things I'd like you to, can you still hear me okay? There's a terrible noise going on outside. Is that coming through? Hold on a minute. Oh my God, somebody's got a leaf blower next door. Everything is open here, so it looks like they're maybe headed away. Hold on. Blah. That's one of the things about living in open houses. Like everything is open here. We don't, our doors are, we have these big sliding, like 10-foot openings all over so you can hear everything. So anyway, what we discovered then, I was somewhere in South Africa and I was getting a Thai massage and I was talking about these hair slides with a practitioner. Is that too annoying? If it's too annoying, I'm going to stop talking, mute myself, and have someone else talk because they won't be long there. I'm going to come back to this because I know it's hard. Joyce Anderson, are you here? If you can find Joyce, I'd like to tell her your story about your eyes so I can mute myself. Let's see if Joyce got on.
I'm here. Hello.
Hi. And
hi, dearie.
I would like to introduce Joyce Anderson. We've worked together since the 80s, and she's just amazing practitioner for horses and has been working for years with humans. And would you just tell about your eyes, Joyce, and I'll come back to the hair after.
No problem. Thank you very much. I had an eye condition, and it was very difficult to function. And if I hadn't had the touches, I wouldn't have been able to go as long as I did before I finally got treatment. I had Lyme disease, and it manifested in my eyes. It doesn't do that very often, but it blurred the corneas and affected the lenses and everything. And so I could do the touches, and my eyes would clear and be better for a while, but then it would come back. So I finally had to go get an eye exam, and I lost my license. And I went to an eye surgeon in Charlottesville, the main university, medical university in Virginia. And this lady said, "Oh my God, how have you been getting around? Can't see." And I said, "But I have been seeing." But she was very impressed that I could function. So I had corneas replaced in both of my eyes and had lenses replaced. and I have 20/25 in one eye, and I have a little bit of film on the back of the other eye that's right in front of the macula that has the pucker, and that's going down. So I take medicine for that, but I have my license, I have everything, I have a normal life again. And what I did to maintain myself during this period of time is I would do touches across, I would make a matrix on my eye and go up and down and across, and then at diagonals, which is what I used to do when I worked on hindquarters of horses that were really hard and stuck. So I would just do the touches like over the eyeball in little lines.
Yeah, if you do just little demonstrations so they can see, close so they can see.
Oh, I'll come closer. Just little lines. And then I would go across this way and then do diagonals both ways. And the eye would be much better. And I found out that I had a genetic disorder which caused all of this to be so much worse. So I'm very blessed and very excited. And when birds fly, I can see their wingtips individualized. It's just a gift from heaven. And without the touch, I couldn't have made it for very long at all. So I'm so honored to know this work can have it. And I touch everything every day. Cats, dogs, whatever. So horses, ponies.
And you can't imagine, because the last time Joyce assisted me in Maryland, mm-hmm. she couldn't drive anymore. And that's just, this is such a wonder. And to be able to have that to help in your recovery is phenomenal. Thank you.
It's phenomenal. Thank you.
So one of the things I just wanted to finish with this hair thing, what I discovered working with a woman in South Africa, a Thai woman, is I had found years ago a chart that showed that in the head, just like the hand and the foot, are connections to all parts of the body. So we can affect everything by connecting with different parts of the body. And so we've been doing this for years, just making, like laying patterns of it. And I had an experience I want to share with you, because it could happen. And it's really interesting that you're getting hot from this. I was doing this, and we have these 3-year certification trainings for T-Touch for human healthcare in Europe. And I was working on a woman who was already a practitioner with advanced training. Oops, we've got some sound going on somewhere. It was an advanced training. And when I got to one part of her head, she broke out in an absolute total cold sweat and started sobbing, but I mean really sobbing. And if you've worked with people enough, you know that some memory is coming back. So, we just supported her, did some T-touches, quiet T-touches on her back, and she was able to stop crying and then assess what had happened. And what she remembered, that one spot that I came to on her head, is where as a 6-year-old in the first grade, they were having recess and an icicle fell and hit her on the head and cut her open. And her mother took her to the doctor and told her to stop crying, don't be a baby. And it really hurt, of course. And then they sewed her up, and back in school, she couldn't remember things. She had a concussion, and the teacher punished her for this, and that just came back to her. And it was really interesting. She's a very accomplished practitioner, but she's never been able to, she never wanted to go back there and even deal with it. She could have and released that memory. That's certainly possible, but that takes guidance. So do know that can happen. I also had another experience. I want you to know what the downside of what can happen. I was working at the University of Wisconsin with a group of nurses, and it was a weekend T-Touch, and because the University of Minnesota Center for Spirituality and Healing gives credit for T-Touch for nursing master's degree. So I'm working on the knee of this one nurse, and I just asked her, had she considered surgery for her knees? And she went into absolute shock, literally shock, started shaking, was crying. And again, we just supported her, waited until she could come back and be present. And what had caused the shock was that She was in the middle of a divorce. She was going to lose her insurance. She had to keep working as a nurse to support herself, and she couldn't afford to get the surgery. And just know that your body can respond in this way. And just staying present. I mean, I've seen it a few times over the years where people have this flashback. And Alice, you were asking about, you know, oh, how can we help with PTSD? And this, these 1 1/4 circles, just like Russ mentioned, just an even 1.5. I mean, just staying present, then it creates miracles. I mean, that is miracles of bringing us present into this body.
Can I just ask one thing?
Please, who's speaking?
Yeah, it's Yona again. I've worked with people with Feldenkrais just by holding a ponytail and then having, you know, moving their head. But I also have the experience where people do not like to have their head touched at all, which is really interesting. That I just stay away.
Absolutely, because some cultures, it's not acceptable at all to touch the head. And that's when you're working with different cultures, you really have to know that.
With the hair, they don't want me to touch the hair at all.
Absolutely. And so, I mean, the whole thing about this work is ask the person what they want. You see, in this 9th element, which is feedback, what we're interested in, you know, in Feldenkrais, with all the wonderful modalities, we are taught to know how we can help that person. With T-Touch, the idea is to empower the person to tell us what they would like, because that just doesn't happen to most of us in life. And so this is where, when I'm working with somebody, the question is, you know, after the simple way is to say, if you can see, it's acceptable. Well, would you like a little more pressure or a little less? You can't, as we get into this deeper, we have a pressures from like a feedback scale from 1 to 10, but just simple, more pressure or less? Or the same. And I don't say the same. They'll say if they want the same. And often it is, that may be it. Or do you want faster or slower? And I give them both that choice. Now, just giving them that feedback is really different. I had a couple who now have been to 5 years. They've been coming to my classes at the University of Minnesota in Minnesota. And the first time that they came for a weekend, at the end of the, and so we have people work on each other when you're working together, and you give a person feedback, like more or less pressure, slower or faster. And at the wrap up at the end, the wife said that she had come to that weekend with the idea whether she was going to make a decision to stay with her husband of many years or not. And she made that decision to stay because this was the first time that he gave her what she wanted on her body by this system of evaluating what do you want, more pressure, less, faster, slower, or a different part of the body. And they've now come to 5 years, and they come every year. Now, this year not, of course. So this idea of giving a person a choice, that's why with your grandson, Alice, I want to get him engaged. Oh, explore around a little. Oh, interesting, huh? Left or right, with the in the direction of the counterclockwise or clockwise. Now, this is interesting also. If I'd like to know if there are any of you, I'd just like you to do a couple of circles clockwise, just on your arm where it's easy to reach, and now other direction, counterclockwise. And try the other arm so we get a little experience. Yeah. And notice the direction, because that may change with the hand that you're using. And you may prefer one direction over the other, depending upon which hand is doing the T-touching and which side of the body. So what we, for years, I taught typical in acupuncture, because I remember in the 70s, I had an acupuncturist in my 7-week course that I used to do with horses. And what he said is that the clockwise direction tonifies the body, and the counterclockwise releases tension from the body. That is the belief in the Western world. Now, one of our veterinarians from Germany, who is a T-Touch practitioner, went and spent a month in China, and she said they paid no attention whatsoever to the direction of a needle. Maybe they just do it intuitively. They don't even talk about it. But what I want you to do is try it. Now, you may find reaching back, like I'm going to use this part of my hand, because that's easy to reach back, look. And I'm going to see which just automatically that goes. If I go the other direction, don't like it at all. But I can't tell which way that is. From which way am I going there? Jewel, can you see which is that clockwise? I can't tell clockwise or counterclockwise.
Yes, Linda. I'm sorry. I was having trouble unmuting myself.
Yeah, we're going clockwise.
Okay, I'm going to try the other side and see which. Oh, but I can't see. I can't take my arm back that easily there. Okay.
That's counterclockwise.
You
did one of each.
Yeah.
No, I was trying both to see.
Okay.
I don't like that way. I like that way.
That's clockwise.
Now, it's not logical to be clockwise on both sides. Logic is you'd think you'd go away from the spine. That's in Swedish massage, what you do. That's logical. But I would say in at least maybe 70-80% of the people, when you ask them which they prefer, they prefer clockwise on both sides. And that isn't logical, but that's what they prefer. Now, there are some people who, and it's very few, but I've had a couple of our trainings who couldn't stand a clockwise circle at all on their body. One person took about 3 years. She's now been doing this work 25 years, but it took her 3 years after she graduated to finally even be able to do clockwise circles. And now she can do both, doesn't matter. So pay attention to that.
But doesn't that have to do with the direction of the fibers of the muscles?
That's what you think.
Ah.
That would be logical, but not what I found. Who's asking the question? Is that Krish?
That was me again, Yona.
Oh, Yona. Oh, I can't. You sound just like Krish. great. Yeah, no, that's logical, of course. But it's not what we found. And that's why we ask for the feedback, because we just don't know. I'd like to get some feedback from you. Now, either questions like about the T-Touch or some part of your body that you would like to. I'm just going to do one more question here. Or something you'd like to work with. Okay, Talia, I see. Hi. Unmute yourself. And where are you, Talia?
I'm in New York City.
Great. Yeah. Hi.
Hi. So I actually wrote it on the chat. I've got a client. I'm a somatic psychologist. So I've got a client who has had a hiatal hernia since birth. And I think it did some really badly guided exercise a couple of years ago. And the ligaments that hold the stomach, around the stomach and the intestines, something happened. Her stomach is migrating up the cavity here and is lodged, and actually has moved even more in the last couple of weeks, up between the lungs, which is her, it's crazy. But so, and she also probably has some autoimmune something. And so I've been working, she's had a healer there for 2 weeks. They're trying to do surgery to put the stomach back so that the lungs can breathe. But she is she's like snuffing herself out here. I've worked with her with, you know, a lot of BMC, like embryonic breathing and cellular stuff, very quiet and calm. But I'd like to know if there's, if I'm going to use T-Touch, where am I going with this? Where on the body?
Okay, so where I would go on this is lay her on the Feldenkrais table. You're a practitioner, right?
Yes, but yes. This is on Zoom, so.
Oh, it's on Zoom. Okay, haha. Okay, so we have to do this. No, well, what we'll do is the body blessing, because what I would do if I was working with her, I would put her on a sheet and I would pick up the sheet, like go all the way around her body, giving her a sense of the exterior. And then I would do T-touches around the body. But on Zoom, what we can do, and I want to hear some feedback from some of you who I know have been doing this now for a few weeks. I'm going to lead us in the body blessing, because holy mackerel. I mean, this is, how does she come to a place of peace? And so the idea is to talk to this vessel and just make a connection with the phenomenal creative intelligence in every cell. And this is where I would really be looking at cellular intelligence and start, let's just all start and do this to our bodies. And imagine right now that she is following you and doing this. So I'm going to start, just so we have a process. We start with the right hand on the top of my head and just moving actually the hair. It's not even the scalp, just moving the hair in one circle and a quarter. And I say, thank you for the hair, whatever that is. I come down my ear, over my ear. Thank you, my ears. Now, actually in between, I want to get here a touch. Thank you, my brain, for all that you do for me. Thank you, my neck. And this, like, I really go to this wow factor. What a miracle. I keep thinking about this miracle that this body is. Thank you, my shoulders, for all you carry on me. Now, you can be doing this in bed in the morning, but right now we're sitting here. You can do it in the shower. Thank you. This wonderful joint here. Thank you. Now, down the upper arm. Thank you. And I'm just connecting one and a quarter, imagining the communication between the cells. Honoring that, connecting with that creative force in every cell in the body, the divine intelligence. Wrist, thank you. Hand and fingers, thank you. And this is where I would recommend that let's do this now together, actually, because I'm trying to get so you can see me there. We're going to take the time to outline each finger, because even if you only do the fingers and the hands, you could do this if a person's too tired. So we put the thumb on the inside, fingers on the outside. Like breathing in through the nose and out through pursed lips and all the way down the fingers. I'm outlining the boundaries of this vessel. I'm going to go up the inside with the thumb. Now, oops, sorry, there. And then I can come down, and you don't have to, we can go a little faster. I'm just, you don't have to go slowly. The tip inside, feel this body. Now remember, each part that we're touching, this is connecting with the entire body. Those of you who are aware of acupressure, the hand, in the hand are all parts of our body. Yeah, it's interesting to Google it and look at it, but you can just connect with it. So I use my thumb or my fingers, whatever part is easy. That's it. Now, I took longer on the hand than I normally would, just because, oh my God, you know, with what she's got going on in her, let's function. Let's focus right now on the hand. Now we're going to go down upper chest. Come down like over the breast, ribs. Thank you, ribs. Now I'm talking to you, so I'm not thanking. Normally I'm thanking everyone. Now be very gentle around this area where we've got issues going on. Just the lightest contact, just the lightest contact all the way down. Now continue down the leg. Thank you. Thank you, thighs. No matter what's going on, thank you, knee. I have you. I've got, some people don't. All the way down the leg. If you can't reach, don't worry. Just, you can just imagine you can be down there. Imagine you're touching, thank you, each part of your foot. Now, let's just sit back. Take some nice deep breaths and very, very just butterfly contact on the skin here on your chest. And this is where, no matter what's going on, if she can possibly, all of us, come to a place of gratitude and prayer. We need a lot of prayer for that. Holding the infinite possibility for change. Now, I'm going to take my left hand because it's a little hard for me still. This has got 5 plates and a screw and this is subluxated, so it's a little funny. I can help my other hand. Thank you, my hair. Thank you, brain. Thank you, my ear. Thank you, my neck. And whatever, if you're better with your other hand, do that. Down the arm. Hey. Now let's just slide down a little bit. Feel the outline, because that's another way of doing it. I'm just thanking those individual parts because it takes care of some of that skin hunger thing, huh? Feel it. Mm-hmm. Hey, ribs, wow. I mean, this body is a miracle. We're all miracles. Just keep that in mind. What makes the blood flow? What makes us tick? It's that creative force, that divine force in every cell in the body. That cellular genius. Oh my gosh, we're miracles. And I like having the books like Dr. Norman Doidge and these people who have done the work and found how we can help ourselves and how we can honor that. And with T-Touch, it's like honoring this 1 1/4 circles, this connector to the body.
Thank you.
And I would lead her. Yes, lead her. And Yana, it's the wow factor. It's, wait a minute, and I keep asking this question to people who you don't get the well, the thing isn't working, right? But wait a minute, what's behind this? It's the divine spark in every cell in the body. It's that creative energy of the universe. Let's tie into that. And it's our, this isn't working so well right now, but wait a minute, let's cherish and honor this. And hold that infinite possibility, as Deepak Chopra talks about, infinite possibility that we can influence and affect the forms that come out of this quantum field. We're one of the forms. We can influence it.
Okay. Thank you.
Prayer, holding it. Call in your guardian angels, man. I call in a lot of that. Yeah. Thank you.
Linda?
I did call my angels in. You're one of them. Thank you.
We're all angels for each other. Yes.
Linda?
Yes.
There's a question from Karen Inga Brixton. She says you mentioned using water when you're doing 1 1/4 on your wrists. She's asking what?
Holy mackerel, Karen. How I finally came to the water situation. I was teaching a course in Minnesota at the university, and a group in, this was during the cholera outbreak after the earthquake in Haiti, and that a French group was working with children with cholera, and they've high fever, all of this stuff going on, and so they zoomed in and asked, how could we help? So what I did was show them, let's see, the ear to touch. And I want you to take away this with you all, because you can save a life with this ear to touch. For those of you who are not, I'm sure everybody must know that in the ear are connections to all parts of the body, all parts of the body in this ear. And that you can have a person with a massive heart attack, which I have done, and several of our people have done, and actually keep them alive till they can get medical help. I mean, that's what I know can happen. Or if a person is in shock or wants to come out of shock. Now, so I'm going to give this in Haiti, but it's hot. And the people have fever. And I know, wait a minute, if you're cold and you do this work, this tea touch on your ear, it heats you up. And if you're too hot, how can I cool it down? Simple, dip the fingers in water. And as soon as we did that, oh my gosh, it was amazing. What a different feeling. I can't believe I never had it before. So about, I don't know, maybe 2 years later, I'm in Iowa doing a workshop with, it was 4 days. Eleanor Silverstein and I were there with Robin Bernhardt. And we taught 52 people how to do all of the tea touches. And one of the nurses and the caregivers, she was actually one of the nurses at this senior home, was for dementia and Alzheimer's. She had really badly injured her ankle. And I mean, she should have had it looked at. I asked her, you know, it was so bad and really swollen. And I said, have you had this x-ray? No, she couldn't afford it. That's the situation in our healthcare now that has to change. And I'm holding the infinite possibility that it's going to change. But anyway, so I said, okay, I will show you what you can do with T-Touch. This needs medical. I mean, I would have it x-rayed. But so I just dipped my fingers in water. I intuitively, after this experience we had in Haiti, was unbelievable what a difference it made. Now, it makes sense because, if you know, it said we're about 70, 90% water, depends on the cells, depending upon what you read. And it just makes sense. Something happens with that water. It's wildly wonderful. You just dip your fingers. It doesn't, my body doesn't like ice. It can be just normal temperature water and it makes a difference. So on your ears, if you're hot or you have a fever, see, look, thumb behind the ear, forefinger, just try this, circle, stroke. If you're injured, keep you out of shock, bring you out of shock. Now right here, look, right in this little bowl of the ear, at the top of the bowl, right up there, that's a connection to lungs and heart. We never understood. After all these years, we didn't understand how come we can, you know, turn around, bring a person out of shock, or get them breathing, or bring them out of a heart attack. And that's why, because we're working on that part of the ear. Now, it's not just the ear. Let me just give you a little bit before we take a little break, because right along the edge here, this, pay attention to this, because that's where you can affect your whole immune system. And I've worked on the brother of a friend in a hospital in Vienna. He'd been there for 3 weeks with malaria, and he was really in dire shape, not doing well at all. He has a place in Africa. He'd come back from Africa with really terrible case of malaria. And I worked for 2 hours, mostly on this, just intuitively on this rim. I did some in the ear. Now today, I would have worked on the whole body, like I said to Yana, around the outside of the body, but my fingers just wanted to stay there. He had an absolute breakthrough. And after 2 hours, he had a turnaround. And that's what can happen. And this, with this COVID thing and staying healthy, boy, we want to be able to help ourselves with everything possible. So I know that it's time for some of you to go. I've really enjoyed this time with you, this community of people knowing that we can help ourselves. And I'm going to take a 10-minute break. And for anybody else who wants to stay on, has other questions, I would love, Jewel, if it's possible, I'd love to hear how you're doing with your knee. And we'll just take another, I'll end the recording and have a great time. And please write down. And also, if you go into the, for those of you who asked me about Beamer, I'll be sending you some information. We'll get together. And we have, Sandy has sent you how, if you will put your questions or your experiences in the Facebook, it would be great. And if not, hold them till the next Tuesday and just come and share your experiences with us, because it's through the sharing that we know how much we can help ourselves. Let's do heart hugs, send this out around the planet. And just remember this concept that gratitude overrides fear. Fear cannot live in the place of gratitude, in the face of gratitude. And we all need that. Holding the infinite possibility of coming out of this COVID with a greater understanding and cooperation and caring for our fellow beings and the planet. Aloha.